Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Never throw in the towel. And if I threw in the towel, pick it up. Never give in. Never, ever, ever give in. And when you're young, it's very easy to give in, to walk away. It really is. So whatever you want to do in your life, don't overwork it, don't overthink it, and you'll realize your dream. Trust me.
The question isn't, can you handle the situation? The question is, can you handle your mind? Can you manage the thoughts and the emotions that are trying to poison your progress? Forget managing the situation. Manage your mind. No matter whose fault it is that something is broken, if it's your responsibility to fix it, it's not somebody's fault if their father was an abusive alcoholic, but it's for damn sure their responsibility to figure out how they're going to deal with those traumas and try to make a life out of it. It's not your fault if your partner cheated and ruined your marriage, but it is for damn sure your responsibility to figure out how to take that pain and how to overcome that and build a happy life for yourself. Fault and responsibility do not go together. It sucks, but they don't. When something is somebody's fault, we want them to suffer. We want them punished. We want them to pay. We want it to be their responsibility to fix it, but that's not how it works, especially when it's your heart. Your heart, your life, your happiness is your responsibility and your responsibility alone.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist.
As long as we're pointing a finger and stuck in whose fault something is, we're jammed and trapped into victim mode. When you're in victim mode, you are stuck in suffering. The road to power is in taking responsibility. Your heart, your life, your happiness is your responsibility and your responsibility alone.
We always talk about hunger and how you always want to outwork your competition regardless of how successful you may be lucky enough to be. You want to be hungry. If you know what it's like to be hungry, you'll never be full. It's one thing to be hungry. It's another thing when you're starving for greatness and starving for success.
What if? A lot of times I'll be in a 200-mile run or something like that, and I'm all jacked up. Body's broken, mind's broken, spirit's broken. I start to say, what if I can pull this off?
Greatness, it's in my DNA. I know what it's like to operate every single day, regardless of the success that I've been a lucky son of a bitch to achieve. I operate every day as if I'm starving.
If the what if I can pull off a fucking miracle? What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be. And just me talking about that, I have the hair going up on my arm. Because it makes me just like, what if? When you're trying to get better in life, the grind is forever. There is no end. There is no countdown. As long as you're breathing, you gotta keep trying to get better. You've never arrived in life. Stay hard.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
A lot of people say that nothing's impossible. Shit, I even said that nothing's impossible several times in my life. I lied. There's a lot of things that are impossible for you to do. What happens is, when we come across something that's very hard, and we try it once or maybe twice, we then say, we're done, we can't do it anymore. Before you say something's impossible, do it and do it and do it to a level that people think that you might be fucking crazy until you say it's impossible.
People want to know where I find my strength at, where I get my strength. I get it from a lot of places, but right now, this morning, I'm getting it from, there's not a motherfucker that's up. There's not a car, there's not a person. Everybody's in their bed, sleep, dreading that it's a Monday. Hate it's a Monday. And I'm loving it. I'm loving that where everybody's getting weaker, I'm getting stronger. It's not about the running, the swimming, the push-ups, the sit-ups. It's about what those things do for your mentality. You don't get better on a daggone couch. You get better by coming out here and getting the fuck after every daggone day. Stay hard.
It's one thing to be hungry. It's another thing when you're starving for greatness and starving for success.
The people in the world become weaker people. It's by capping your brain. It's by putting this kind of garbage in it about not attacking what you're not good at. It's about putting a cap on managing your expectations. If I lived that way, if I had any kind of thought process like managing expectations, I would be a 400-pound man by now, working some job that made no money, and I would never know my capabilities. I would never have become a Navy SEAL. I never went to Ranger school. All these things I did. The mind's a medieval motherfucker. It's constantly fighting against you. It's the only thing in the history of the fucking world that shows up on time, every time. It has a tactical advantage over you. It knows your fears, it knows your insecurities, it knows everything about you. It might be the only thing in that world that knows all about you. You gotta know about it. It's gonna show up when you don't want to show up. It's gonna show up at the worst time possible when you want to be successful. It's gonna say, take the easy road. Take the easy way out. You gotta learn your brain like your brain has learned you.
The mind is the battleground. It is the place where the greatest conflict is. There are more people in this room having trouble in their mind than there are people having trouble in their finances. The struggle is in your mind. This is why we have people who go to bed tired and wake up tired. Slept 8 hours and you wake up still tired. The reason you wake up tired is that you got sleep but you didn't get rest. Your mind has been in turmoil all night long. Wrestling in your sleep. Have you ever woke up and you your bed was wet. The bed is all torn, just like you've been in a fight, because your mind has not rested. Your body went to sleep, but your mind is still tied up in a warfare. Your mind is the battleground. Enemies after your mind. Out to worry you to death, out to stress you to death, out to break you down, out to make you quit, out to make you think that you can't get up, out to make you give up on your dream. The warfare is in your mind. It's not in your checkbook. It's not in your savings account. It's not on your job. The fight that you got to fight is in your mind. And if you whip it in your head, you can whip it in your checkbook. You can whip it on your job. You can whip it out of your children, but you gotta drive it out of your head.
You'll see a fight sometimes. You'll see a fighter, and I mean that fighter is getting his ass whooped from pillar to post. He's getting knocked down, beat up, eyes blackened, bloody, face beaten, and everybody is wondering. Why don't he just quit? Why don't they just stop?
If you really want your life to work, then you're gonna have to give. And get on the goddamn road and stick your thumb out and fucking hitchhike. Start walking now. Nobody is gonna hand you the fulfillment of the dream you have in your mind about a great life you want to live. Don't write me and tell me that in 5 years you picture yourself as a pro wrestler, but when you answer other portions of the questionnaire, you're not even in the gym yet. This is what's wrong with people today. This is what's wrong with people today. They think that great lives just fall out of the sky. If they dream hard enough, fantasies hard enough and long enough, they keep stroking that their life will turn out just the way they dream. It's a lie you're feeding yourself every day. A lie.
Why would they continue to fight? Why would they continue to go on even though they are being beaten all across the ring, the octagon, or the wrestling mat? Why would they do that? What would make them do that?
Your life will not wait for you to quit telling yourself lies. It will go by and your whole life will be a lie.
And the answer is simple. They cannot help themselves because they are a fighter. And being a fighter, it is inbred in them to fight. No matter how difficult or lost the situation may seem, they cannot help themselves. It's impossible for them to stop fighting.
So don't write me and tell me that kind of shit. I just don't care. I don't care. I want, with every part of my being, for every human being to succeed in life at the dreams that they have. But I don't give a shit if you fail. I've never met any human being who didn't have it within themselves to succeed at life. But I've met plenty who choose to. And if that's your attitude, that you choose to, and you're waiting for somebody to rescue you, don't waste my time. All I want to do is give you some tools with an intense emphasis in the way that only I can. Try to bury them, knock them into your head so you get out there and you kill it at life.
Woo! When I'm doing nosedives in the parking lot, will I continue to fight? Yes! The answer is yes. When I'm laying in a hospital bed with tubes and needles sticking out my ass, will I continue to fight? Yes! When I'm laying dead on this book, will I continue to fight? But yes! Woo! I can't help myself. Why do you do it? I can't help myself. I'm a fighter. And that's what fighters do. Until the good Lord throw the towel in on C.T. Fletcher, I am going to continue to fight until my corner man throw the towel in. Until my referee stops the fight, I'm going to continue to fight.
That 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.